nothing happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, watch that sound. Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speaking their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Every time we stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street singing songs and a carrying signs. Mostly say hooray for our sides. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Strikes deep into your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop.
Says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. Got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those women, old boys raised on shotguns. From the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway late nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life. I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, 'cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. North California and South Alabama and little towns all around this land. And we can skin a buck and run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Hello everybody, it's old Shaziz here. You're listening to Shaziz Radio. I've got my lovely wife next to me.
Hello.
Is that you saying hi?
Yes.
Oh, I just wanted to put a shout out to Awake Radio and No Borders and We Roar and all the hosts of Shaziz Radio. You know, we got some really awesome friends out there. Man, these are spectacular people. My buddy Coltis, I'm downloading a song from him right now that we didn't get to play on the Knights of the Round Table, and as soon as I get that down, I'm gonna play that for him. He's my brother over in Australia. Ah, chokes me up.
We truly are blessed to have friends from all over the world since we started our radio shows. Shaziz, he's been doing this for considerably longer than I have, but coming up this March marks the one-year anniversary for My Hope Show, and I know that Shaziz has, you know, knows a lot more people out there than I do at this time, but we've gained so much. You know, we've been so blessed by getting to know all of you and have gained some really great friendships out of it from all over the world.
Thanks for saving me when I choked, lady. No, it's just, it's pretty doggone overwhelming. My friend Muddy Mudman out there in Texas, God, he's a wonderful guy. Great heart. We got Paula out there and Steve, and actually there's two Steves. There's Granada Steve, and he used to go by the name Simply Steve, but now it's Steve Hope. But, you know, we got Thomas out there, and man, Shannon, she just joined the Knights of the Round Table with us, and there's just so many wonderful people. And if I didn't say your name, it ain't because I don't love you. It's just I just, you know, I'm pretty overwhelmed. We got a lot of good individuals, a lot of wonderful people on Shaziz Radio. Whoo! Anyway, I felt really inspired by today's Knights of the Round Table. One comment in particular caught my eye, and just made me realize that what we're doing is a worthy cause. You know, it just simplified everything we were trying to say with all the fancy words that we've been using. And as soon as I scroll up here, because there's a few comments in the chat room, I'll read it out. But it touched my heart. Because I knew that after all the hard work and the trials and tribulations of actually doing what it is that we've been doing, and, you know, there's been times where we felt like we just wanted to give up. There's so much going on in the world, we didn't think we could even make a dent in anything. And, you know, you've heard me say it before. You know, I wake up sometimes in the morning and I think, you know, I just don't want to do this anymore. And I just don't think that I'm making a difference. I don't think that anything I'm saying is reaching enough people out there. And, you know, it just... sometimes it's a lot of work to do what it is that we do behind the scenes here at Shaziz Radio and Awake Radio and No Borders and all the other networks out there. And I can't for the life of me find this comment.
You know, Shaziz, I've been wrestling with that for the last several months as well. You know, do I keep on with my show or do I end it? And I've been fluctuating back and forth myself, you know, wondering, you know, if I'm doing any good out there. And sometimes I shared with Shaziz here recently, I said, sometimes, you know, I feel like I'm that child that's digging their heels into the ground while somebody's dragging me along going, come on, come on. And I'm like, no, I don't want to. But, you know, like I told Shaziz the other day, I said, you know, when I start to feel that way, I realize it's not about me. It's not about me. It's not all about me. You know, there's more to this world than just me or just Shaziz, you know. And we've got to do what we know is the right thing to do. Not everybody wakes up in the morning with, you know, jumping out of bed with their feet running, you know. Not everybody wants to get up and do whatever it is that they have to do, but they know that they have to do it or that it's the right thing to do. And so I think that's kind of where Shaziz and I both agree, you know, that sometimes we feel that way, you know, that are we making an impact? Do we want to keep on going? And, you know, there is a lot of work involved, but, you know, this is God's work.
Well, I'm going to have to paraphrase what Stalker put in there. He essentially said that the group of individuals he was listening to on the radio at the time were the nicest people he's ever heard on the internet. And to me, I mean, it seriously touched my heart, because even if it was only one single individual out there who felt that way when we were talking about and doing our shows like we do them and playing the music that we do and sharing love and peace and hope, even if it was only one single individual, it was worth its weight in gold as far as my heart and my wife's heart's concerned. And so what I wanted to tell everybody out there from all the Shaziz radio hosts and all the Wake radio hosts and No Borders, it's a worthy cause. It is more than worthy. What we're doing, spreading peace, hope, and love, and good information, alternative energy, alternative medicines, anything that we can do to throw positive pebbles and plant the seeds for future people in this world, you can't beat what we're doing. You just can't do it, you know. And there's a lot of things going on behind the scenes that a lot of folks aren't, you know, familiar with. You know, I got a really good friend out there, Granada Steve, and he's having a bit of health issues, and our prayers go out to him. And, you know, I'm praying for a miracle for him, because he's a wonderful individual. He's an awesome friend. You couldn't ask for better. I mean, he puts a lot of time and effort, even when he feels bad. And with that said, I got to apologize to my friend Steve the other day, because I kind of interrupted him when he was trying to nap and get some rest and stuff like that. Sorry, brother. Didn't mean to interrupt you. There was something going on at the time. And, you know, but, hey, he came to the rescue there and kind of, you know, answered a few questions and solved an issue or two. But, you know, he's just, like I said, he's just a wonderful individual. He's doing what he thinks in his heart is the right thing to do. And we all see the dream together. We are together getting on all these different networks, and we're talking to people from all over the globe. We're making friends. And you can't go wrong when you make a friend from Australia or a friend from Spain or a friend from Ireland or Scotland or Russia or Germany or Canada or just anywhere in the world. The more friends that you got, you know, it's just, you know what, I said this before, the Knights of the Round Table, that table's huge, man. It's got room for as many people as you can fit around it, because as long as we're doing what it is that we're doing and we're continuing to keep the dream alive, then, my God, it's a worthy cause. Yeah, what do you think, lady?
I agree with that, you know, and we have a tendency sometimes to get weary of trying to do the cause, but Shaziz and I were talking yesterday, you know, that when you get weary, you think about it, you just don't know how many people out there in the world that you're impacting. I mean, you may not think you're making a difference, but, you know, there's people from all over the world listening, and you just don't know. I mean, it's like whenever you see somebody in town or on your job or things like that, a smile can impact them. A nice word can impact them. So many ways, you know, that you might leave a lasting impression on them. And even though we don't know all of our listeners personally, you know, that doesn't mean that we're not impacting them. And you just have no idea of tracking what an impact you have. So you have to keep going. You can't grow weary of the cause.
Yeah, and it's a journey. It's one heck of a journey, you know. When you sit there and you really question yourself, you know, am I doing any good? Or, you know, what point is it for me to get up? I may be tired. I may not feel good or whatever. What point is it for me to get up and continue this radio station? Why even do it? You know, I'm seeing all this stuff on radio or on TV, and I'm hearing all this stuff on the radio, all this negative news and so much disagreement in the world, arguments between atheists and Christians and all the different races and religions of the world. And I'm a firm believer somebody out there continuously stirs that pot for a purpose. And without individuals, ladies and gentlemen, such as ourselves on all these networks, the whole pot of stew stinks, you know. We're in there for the flavor, at the very least, you know. I mean, I know that sounds funny, but if we don't do what it is we're doing, then the whole system's bad, you know. And I just can't leave that to my children. I can't leave that to my grandchildren. I have to keep on doing what it is that I'm doing. And, you know, I just want to thank each and every one of you for everything that you do behind the scenes. I want to thank you for the links and the comments and the support from all different directions.
I ditto that. I want to thank everybody out there as well for all your support and your encouragement and your love. And as Shaziz and I both have been talking about also, you know, what kind of a legacy are you leaving for your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren and so on and so forth? You know, if we don't make that attempt, what example are we setting? You know, we're essentially saying, it's okay, whatever, you know, I can't make a difference anyway. You know, there's so many people in this world and I'm just me. But, you know, if you have that mindset, then you have no reason to complain when things go wrong, because you didn't even try to set that example. So we all need to lead by example.
Yeah, you know,
leave that as your legacy for your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren, you know, whether you made a difference or not, which, you know, some difference is better than no difference at all. So even if you don't think you made a difference, you have. So leave that as an example.
And when you're talking about labors of love, like she just explained, you know, when a farmer gets up early in the morning and he goes out and he does all his chores and he plants the seeds in his garden, he does a massive amount of work, but he doesn't just do that for his family. He's doing that for his neighbors. I mean, I've seen it. Beverly's father, wonderful guy, you know. He he grows a lot of food and he takes care of a lot of people, but in the same sense, a lot of people take care of him as well. There's neighbors that come out of the woodwork every season, whenever it's harvest season, and you know they bring them over food, and Barry's mom and dad, you know, they got enough money, enough food to make it through to the next season. But you know, when they get up in the morning and they do all the labors that they do, they plant the seeds that is taking care of their family, you know. So it's just a simple example of what it is that we're talking about when we're talking about throwing positive pebbles and planting the seeds. You know, it's a lot of work. It's sometimes not the most appreciated job in the world, taking care of your family or being the peacemakers of the world.
Well, you know, at church the other night, Shaziz, they talked about those people. I guess you weren't with me. It was the Bible study that you were busy. But, you know, they were talking about discipleship and working together and finding your talents and finding your spiritual gifts, and that they are not the same, but that they can be used for the same good. And they were talking about... In order to find that, sometimes there's things called everybody tasks. And so in order to find what your spiritual gift is or your talent is, you know, there's people that have got to do the everybody tasks, like maybe jumping in there and doing dishes or taking out the trash or, you know, everybody tasks. It's not just all one person's job to do something. It's everybody's job.
I couldn't agree with you anymore. I mean, we see that with the Knights of the Round Table. While one person's on the microphone talking, there's people behind the scenes doing research and looking up links. I'm sitting here trying to type a message out, and I just take it, lady.
You know, and it's great, too, if you've ever noticed, just when you're, hold on a second.
There goes the old phone ring. Ring the ding, bang the dong. Hi, Mom. Well, I'm on a live radio broadcast right now, but I couldn't not talk to my mom. Oh, pretty good. I'm gonna put the earpiece up to the microphone. So say hi to the world. Okay, you ready? Say hi. Oh, I cut you off at the last. Say it again. Yep, that was my mom there, folks. So keep the show rolling while I talk to my mom.
Well, I kind of lost my train of thought there for a moment.
So how you doing, Ma? All right, hold on a second. I got some dead air going on. I'm going to play a tune for the listeners out there, and that way I can talk to you for a second. This is a tune by my friend Cultus from Australia he didn't write it, but he picked the song out. He liked it, so I didn't get to play it on the Knights of the Round Table, and so I'm playing it now. Here we go. Peace and love, everybody. Do-do-do-do-do. Here we go.
Just the other night, at a hometown football game, my wife and I ran into my old high school flame. And as I introduced them, the past came back to me, and I couldn't help but think of the way things used to be. She was the one that I'd wanted for all times, and each night I'd spend praying that God would make her mine. And if He'd only grant me this wish I wished back then, I'd never ask for anything again.
Sometimes I thank God for unanswered prayers. Remember when you're talking to the man upstairs, and just because he doesn't answer doesn't mean he don't care. Some of God's greatest gifts are unanswered prayers. Quite the angel that I remembered in my dreams, and I could tell the time changed me in her eyes too, it seemed. We tried to talk about the old days, there wasn't much we could recall. I guess the Lord knows what he's doing after all. And as she walked, well, I looked at my wife, and then and there I thanked the good Lord for the gifts in my life. Sometimes I thank God for unanswered prayers. Remember when you're talking to the man upstairs, and just because he may not answer doesn't mean he don't care. Some of God's greatest gifts are unanswered. Some of God's greatest gifts are all too often unanswered. Some of God's greatest gifts are unanswered prayers.
Wow, Wow, that song is so true. Time keeps on slipping into the future, you know. Beverly did a wonderful show on her Hope show and talking about time and, you know, about the value of time. The value of time spent with friends and family and doing things for yourself to keep yourself strong and upbeat, so to speak. You know, you got to take care of yourself in order to be able to take care of others. So that's one of the things that we like to say here on Shaziz Radio and Wake Radio and No Borders and We Roar and all the other networks is that, you know, you take care of yourself, you be strong, you prepare for any possible emergency, and just keep your eyes and ears wide open, you know? And what better plan could you have than that, you know? You can't control what might be coming down the road, but you can be prepared for it. Got any words, lady?
Well, I agree totally with what you say, you know, that take time out for those that you love and things, because life is short, and if you wear your body out, you know, as I was saying on my Hope show yesterday, that health is freedom, and so many people take that for granted, and once you lose your health, you know, you can't get it back.
Yep, and, you know, without sounding like we're just on a rambling rant of epic proportions, I just want to reiterate what we were talking about earlier. What all these hosts and all of our friends out here on Shaziz Radio and Awake Radio, No Borders, and, you know, all the networks combined together, you guys can't even imagine how much you're appreciated. How much of a difference that you've made in just our lives alone. And to see Stalker's message in the chat room, that was confirmation to me that it was worthwhile. To listen to my buddy Cultus and all their words, you know, all the Knights of the Round Table today, it was just, it was an amazing show. The podcast is up on ShazizRadio.com. It's up there at the Knights of the Round Table. It came in two parts because we had a crash, because obviously somebody out there in the negative portion of the world didn't want this type of message being said. They don't like us talking to each other, as far as I'm concerned. So, you know, with that said, man, I just thank you, everybody. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts, you know. What more can I say?
And I'm not on Skype very much, you know. I kind of make my appearance on Saturdays, and I'm in and out from time to time visiting with Shaziz, and I get to visit with some of my friends on Skype that way. But, you know, a lot of you have found me on Facebook, and some of you have actually, I've become really close friends with on Facebook, and there are several of you that I now message back and forth on a daily basis. And, you know, I look forward to those visits. I look forward to that time spent with my friends, you know, and checking up on each other and just chatting and visiting and having a good time and you know, loving up on each other, you know, through the network and things like that, just bolstering one another up, encouraging each other, and that's important. And I want to thank all of you out there, and you guys know who you are that keep up with me all the time, and I want to appreciate you guys and thank you and tell you how much I love all of you guys for doing that.
And not to mention all the poking fun at old Shaziz that goes on between the ladies behind the scenes and and my buddy Cultus, who likes to jump on the bandwagon every chance he gets. So they got a opportunity to pull one over on me, you know. It's a done deal, you know, so.
Woo-woo, bonus!
So anyway, you know, you can see, and I know you've felt it in your own networks, the camaraderie, the friendship, the love that we all share together, and, you know, it just keeps growing. You know, with every day, I see comments on there that people just found us, and they really love what it is that we're doing, and they come back, and they tell their friends to come back, and so that's why I say that, you know, you throw the positive pebbles in the pond, you send the ripples out, and live life and love, lead by example, and then let the good Lord or whoever it is you believe's in charge do the rest, you know? We as humans have been given amazing gifts. And if we use these amazing gifts to their fullest extent, then there's nothing that we can't accomplish together, you know.
Yeah, as he said, you know, we're all in the same body, so to speak, you know. We all have different talents and different gifts, and, you know, one of you may be an arm, and the other one may be a finger, and the other one may be a leg, or, you know, whatever, but alone, we can do nothing, but as a whole, as the entire body put together, with God's help, nothing is impossible.
On that body, can I be the crazy eye? I'm that crazy eye looking at you. Oh, Shaziz has got a sense of humor, don't he? Well, anyway, folks, I think that's pretty much all we had to say, unless my lovely wife has something else to say, and my mom called in there, and hopefully you got to hear her voice over the little microphone thing, because that's like low-tech technology where you hold the cell phone up to the microphone and hope it gets picked up.
Well, for those of you who didn't hear it, because I didn't hear it, what did she say, Shaziz?
She said, peace and love to the world, essentially. And that's paraphrasing. I'll have to go back and listen to it. She said, love y'all, bless y'all, God bless the world, or whatever. That's what she said. But, oh, my mom, she's a wonderful lady, and I'm tell you what, I got lucky when I was born with my mom, and I'm sure that a lot of you feel the same about your mom. I got the best mom in the world. You know, my mom's better than yours, man. That kind of deal. All right, folks, I'll throw a few tunes on here and leave it at that, but once again, to Awake Radio No Borders, my friend Granada Steve, and Paul out there, and Shannon, and Cultist, and my buddy Muddy Muddy Mudman, and Steve Hope, and Thomas, and Michael Stevens, and all you guys, you know, what you're doing is a worthy cause, and we got to keep the ball rolling, because I believe in the dream. And with that said, I'm going to play us out of here with a song that pretty much speaks about what it is that I believe. So, take care, y'all. Peace and love.
God bless everybody.
Gazing through the window at the world outside, wondering will Mother Earth survive? Stop abusing her. Some
there will soon make a change. We all are part of God's great big family. And the truth, you know, love is all we need.
With an old friend, date a few girls, make a few parties, and just kind of live it up again. So I packed up my car, and then I called my mom in Tennessee, told her what I'd planned to do. And she said, son, are you coming by? And I said, Mom, I'm really pushed for time. But honey, I'll see you in a week or two. And I was driving through this little town in Georgia when I remembered today is Mama's birthday. Well, I thought I'd just stop and wire some flowers. Shouldn't take too long, then I'd be on my way. So I walked in the flower shop, and the first thing I saw was this little boy with his eyes full of tears. And I said, son, what's wrong? And he said, Mama loves roses, and today is her birthday. and I haven't seen her in almost a year.
This is for my mama. Today's her birthday.
He said, I live with Grandpa now, but I promised Mama some roses, 'cause I talk to her all the time. I wanted to give her 5, 'cause that's how old I am. But the lady said I couldn't buy them for just a dime. Well, the little feller's story kind of touched my heart, so I told the lady, just give him what he wanted and charge it to me. Well, that's when I told her to wire a dozen roses to my mama up in Chapel Hill, Tennessee. While I looked around, the little boy was gone. But all of a sudden, the door flew open and he came running back in. And he said, Mister, I forgot to thank you for the roses. He smiled and shook my hand and ran back out again. Well, I started on out of town, and I was feeling real proud of myself for thinking of my mama and really caring. When I looked out my window, I saw that same little boy kneeling by a grave in an old cemetery. Well, I stopped my car and walked over to where the little boy was kneeling down. And he smiled up at me and he said, this is where my mama stays. She says she sure does thank you for these pretty roses. Well, that's when I had to walk away. And I drove right back to that flower shop and I said, lady, have you sent those flowers to Tennessee? And she said, no, not yet. And I said, well, just never mind. I'll just take them back with me.
Roses for Mama. Today's her birthday.
You feel like the days you had were not enough when you said goodbye. And to all other people with burdens and pains keeping you back from your life, you believe that there's nothing and there is no one who can make it right. There is hope for the helpless, rest for the weary, and love for the broken heart. And there is grace and forgiveness, mercy and healing. He'll meet you wherever you are. Cry out to Jesus. Cry out to Jesus. We'll be right back.
suffers from being alone, wiping the tears from her eyes, and for the children around the world without a home, say a prayer tonight. There is
love asleep and tight, are rolling by like thunder now, as I look in your eyes, I hold on to your body and feel it's you. Voice is warm and tender, a love that I could not forsake, 'cause I'm your lady, and you are my man. Whenever you reach for me, I'll do all that I can. Lost is how I'm feeling, lying in your arms. When the world says too much to take, that I'll answer when I'm with you. Even though there may be times it seems I'm far away, never wonder where I am, 'cause I am always by. I'm your lady,
Yeah, I love that song. Every time I hear that, it reminds me of my wife and my wedding, and she always tells me how much she loves me, and I tell her, honey, I'm the lucky one, you know. I'm truly blessed to have you and her and everybody that is involved with this network that we've got going on, and we just need to keep the ball rolling. So for to put it simple, peace and love, everybody. Take care. And I'm going to let the stream off to whoever's up next and kick her on auto DJ for a moment. So with that said, thank you, everybody, once again. This message goes out to all the hosts and listeners of all the different networks. And, you know, just keep doing what we're doing. Peace and love, everybody.